the verdict is in for El Chapo.
Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
When the U.S. really puts his mind to it, they can capture and bring somebody like Chapo to justice.
One of the world's most infamous gangsters.
This man is a ruthless, dangerous trafficker.
El Chapo had been in hiding since 2001.
Inflammatory testimony, bribery, murders, sort of how the Sinaloa cartel was formed back in the day.
There's a fear of him escaping.
He jumped out of bed without clothes on, tripped a secret switch that lifted up his bathtub, fled through basically the sewer system under the city and got away.
A federal jury here in the Eastern District convicted Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera.
Chapo Guzman has been convicted on all counts.
On all counts of the federal indictment.
En el juicio contra Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
It is guilty on all counts for the notorious El Chapo.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Arun Roth, in this week for Tanzina Vega. Major news out of New York today. El Chapo, the Mexican drug kingpin who is at the head of the Sinaloa cartel, has been found guilty on all 10 counts he faced. Joining us to discuss this is Noah Hurwitz. He's a freelance journalist who's been covering El Chapo's trial for Rolling Stone. Noah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So, guilty on all counts. What type of a sentence does El Chapo face now?
Well, Chapo faces life in prison. His sentencing has been scheduled for June 25th, but he's all but assured to spend the rest of his life in prison, likely in Florence Supermax, which is a just super secured facility for the most dangerous drug traffickers and terrorists. There's other Mexican drug lords there. You know, it doesn't look good for him.
I got to wonder, what was the immediate reaction like in the courtroom?
In the courtroom, it was pretty subdued. We got a warning from Judge Brian Cogan prior that he wasn't going to accept any sort of what he called demonstrative reactions from the gallery. Chapo sat there at the table, just sort of looking at the jurors while the verdict was read out. And then Judge Cogan thanked the jurors for their service. I mean, they've been here for 3 months just listening to an astounding amount of testimony, and they spent a week deliberating. You know, this was not a slam dunk 5-minute deliberation. They spent time going over the evidence. They spent time sort of parsing the different counts in the indictment. And in his final note to jurors, Judge Cogan said, you know, this process and their service made him proud to be an American. Now, once the jurors left, everyone rose, and El Chapo turned, and he looked at his wife. His wife, Emma Coronel Espudo, was sitting in the second row of the gallery, and he gave her a couple nods. He smiled, and he gave her a thumbs up. She sort of put her hand over her heart, and El Chapo shook his lawyer's hand, and then the U.S. Marshals walked him away.
Pulling back now and looking outside the courtroom, obviously, it's obvious to say the Mexican drug war has been long and bloody and costly. Outside of the courtroom, is this verdict going to have much of an impact on the war on drugs?
In a press conference following the verdict, U.S. Attorney Richard Donahue said that this is a victory for the drug war and that this shows that the U.S. will not stop at anything to prosecute those who bring drugs into the country. But, you know, Chapo was arrested, you know, he was extradited to the U.S. in early 2017. He's been in custody since early 2016, and the flow of drugs has not stopped. You know, just weeks ago, actually on the day that the both sides rested their cases, there was a record-breaking seizure of fentanyl on the Arizona-Mexico border. Drugs are still coming across, and someone's going to step up to take El Chapo's place.
Noah Hurwitz is a freelance journalist who's been covering El Chapo's trial for Rolling Stone. Noah, thank you.
Thanks so much.